You guys help me take this down. Amen. Thank you, Miss Kelly. What a blessing. Living for Jesus. I was singing that in on the way into church tonight. Amen. What a blessing. And we ought to be living for Jesus. Amen. And we had some folks that went out and spent some time in New Mexico, and we want to continue to hear from them. We had a large group, and so it's going to take a little while to get through everybody. And so we're looking forward to hearing from them tonight and giving testimonies. Brother James is not here. There's a large group of our crowd at the Sword this week, and they're up there representing us well. And I talked to Brother John Tiberi today on the phone, and he was talking about just it's all been very, very good. It's been helpful to him. He said the preaching's just been really good, and there's a large crowd up there. So you be in prayer for them. I read a article today before we get to the testimonies that today was it broke the hottest day record today. You know, in planet Earth, the hottest day on record. And so I had to read on because I just I was very intrigued by it. And so the average global temperature today was 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And boy, they're worried about it. And I thought, man, you ought to have been in Florida today because 62 would have been wonderful. Amen. And I do know who pushed the average up. It was us. Amen. And so I just thought that was a little bit funny. And they were blaming El Nino, which was a blessing because they could have blamed a lot of other things. Folks, we don't realize how blessed we have it, you know, how good we got it. I know we had testimony just the other night about sometimes we get spoiled. But even my wife texted me today and she said, you wouldn't believe how many people have masks on. She's in Maryland right now, and she was just talking about how many people everywhere have masks on right now. And folks, I thank God every day. I think sometimes we're just sheltered a little bit by some things because we do have it so good. And I'm not saying it couldn't be better. I mean, we could be walking streets of gold. We could be seeing Jesus face to face, and that's about the only way it's going to get better. But I will say just this, you know, be in prayer, because all that's going on in the world politically, the world is just, it's in a spiral, you know, it's in a tailspin, and the only thing that's going to fix this is Jesus, amen? And so we need to be in prayer about that in this upcoming election. I will say, what a blessing it is to have a missionary that we can send folks to that'll welcome us. Amen. Pray for Brother Chitty. Be thankful for him. I mean, it was a tall order. I couldn't believe when I asked him about sending folks out, I said, how many folks can you handle if we send them out there? And he said, as many as you want to send. I said, no, I mean, I really need you to give me a number. And I think he thought I was joking when I said that there would be at least 50 people would come. And he kind of just like smiled at me like, yeah, okay, preacher, you know. Like I didn't know that that many people would come. And so when I called him and I could hear him kind of like swallow deep when I said, it's going to be more like 60, you know. And he's like, okay, we'll put them somewhere, you know. We'll take care of it. But everybody that's come back and give a testimony said that they did a great job of feeding them. When I was there, I saw just how he has a church that has a mind to work as well. They just need more laborers. And so tonight, as you get up here and you're going to give your testimony, let me remind those that will give testimony tonight to try to make sure that you're speaking into that mic if you need to pull it down to yourself or pull up to it. If, you know, have the old adage is ice cream cone it. If that was an ice cream cone, get right up on it. Amen. And so think of it that way. All right. So, and again, tonight, if you would, just do your best to kind of be brief and give us those good things that you remember from it. That way we can get enough people in. Amen. All right. We're going to kick off tonight with Miss Beulah. Miss Beulah. And make sure that Brother Jose, you'll go right behind her if you would. And, you guys have this together thing going on. So. That's a good idea. Hold right on to it. Pull it right out of there and just hold it and speak to it. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Good evening, church. I would like to introduce you in Navajo language. It's Yatehe. It means, how are you? I hope you are doing well tonight. And thank you, God, for allowing us this trip happen, because it is the Lord first that he made these things happen. And thank you, Pastor Person and Dr. Vasalis and Pastor Chitty, for allowing us to be a part of this mission trip. It was really a great, great blessing to be a part of it. Thank you, church members, for praying and giving. It was really worth it. All your giving, all your prayer really mean a lot to us and to the people there. Thank you so much for everything that you give to the Lord first and to us. And I'm very thankful for Open Bible Baptist Church, where Pastor Chitty led them. He is really a great man of God. Amen. And I really am blessed just to hear his testimony, because it was really amazing. And I'm very thankful that we have a God that answers our prayers. Amen. Because Pastor Chitty, when he got married, he was not really right with the Lord. But his wife continuously prayed and prayed and not give up on him and not give up on God. Because of that, because of prayers, we also get the blessing, and the Navajo people get that blessing, because one woman, she prayed for her husband, and that really means a lot. That I'm very encouraged that prayer works, prayer is powerful, and that God answers our prayers. And God gave me one precious soul to lead to the Amen. Lord. It was very beautiful to see that. He was very receiving, and I can see God's hand moving upon his life, and the Holy Spirit just convict him, and he got saved at the door. I was very nervous to tell him at first, because that house, near the house, I know you guys already know that there are many dogs. And when I was sharing him the gospel, there's one Chihuahua, very, 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 very annoying. He was keep barking us and not stopping. And I was trying to witness to him, but when I start witnessing, I don't hear about Chihuahua barking or anything like that. So it was the Lord guiding me and protecting me. And I had a great team. It was Jose and Josh and Natalie. They were great. They also protected me from the dogs. They told me to stay away from the dogs. So thank you for the great team that I have to put up with. I'm very thankful for them. And the church is, we are the body of Christ. And I'm very thankful that some of us are like Paul that planted the seed, and some of us are like Apollos that watered it, but it is God that gave us the increase. So may the Lord deserve all the glory, and thank you so much again. Amen.
Thank you. All right, Brother Jose Mora, come on, brother.
Thank you, brother. Good evening, church. My name is Jose Mora, and I just want to express my gratitude to the church, to Pastor, and to all those that helped us with fundraising, as well as going to New Mexico. Thank you. So this trip was a lot of firsts for me. It was my first mission trip. It was my first time on an airplane. It was my first time I saw mountains. I would call them mountains. New Mexico called them rocks, but they're mountains to Floridians like me. At first, I didn't know if I was going to be able to have the opportunity to come to New Mexico. I was working two jobs and I had school. But when I looked at my two schedules all in a row, I had no classes that week, nothing due that week, no assignments. So I feel like God's blessing was certainly on my life at that time, and he wanted me to go. So I found cover for work. And thank you, Aiden. Yes, sir. Always reliable. And I'm covering for you next week. Yes, sir. So just thank the Lord for the wonderful opportunity to go. It was a great learning lesson for me. New Mexico was really different from what I expected it to be. So I expected it to be like scorching hot and me having to apply sunscreen every hour so that I don't look like a tomato. But it was actually very nice weather. The humidity was almost zero, which is what I learned a good thing. And even though it was the same temperature as it was in Florida, it was very cool in the shade. And if you had the windows down on the bus, you weren't sweating to death. So praise the Lord for that. Open Bible Church and Pastor Chitty were very welcoming to us. They certainly were. They made us feel as much as we were at home as possible. And the facilities were nice. The food was great. They spent many hours preparing the food and thinking about us and providing different options. And it was a great time over there. Like Bila had said, Pastor Chitty's testimony was certainly awesome. Something that was great and very aspiring in my life and taught me that I never need to give in, that the devil won't win, God's in control. And just something that you don't meet men like Pastor Chitty. Mm-hmm. They're not common. Certainly many of them have certainly gone past and they're days old, but there's a new generation waiting to fill its shoes. So I'm not going to bore you with all the work that the Landmark crew was able to accomplish, but let's just say we did a lot while we were there. You've heard the testimonies of many of the men that did more of the skilled labor. I was more of the unskilled labor in the heavy lifting in some areas, but I was able to move some rocks and pull some weeds, as we call it. So I had a good time while I was there. I was able to go out soul winning 3 times while I was in New Mexico. Unfortunately, my team, me and Josh, never saw anybody saved while we were there, but we did. I was able to present the gospel twice, once to a man and once to a woman, and it's in their hands now. I pray for them. When I say my prayers at night, I pray for them for understanding and for somebody to follow up on them, but it's up to them now. So, like Bila said, there's a lot of dogs in New Mexico. And by dogs, they mean dogs. There was a lot of dogs. I remember there was a first time going soul winning that first Saturday we were there, and I was teamed up with Josh Moore. I don't know where he's at right now, but hello. And we were going out there, and Bila's team was just doing the other side of the street while me and Josh were on one side of the street. And I was going to knock on this one house that was coming up, and as I walked up the incline to the driveway, I hadn't seen any dogs, and suddenly I see 12 of them. And so, needless to say, I slowly backed away from that house. Josh did too, which is a good thing, because I didn't want to carry him away from the house or fight any dogs. And but praise the Lord, I didn't quit. I didn't go to the van. I didn't do anything like that, because the next door was actually the first man that I was able to witness to. And his name was Mr. Henry. I still remember his face. And he was a Navajo Nation man and very timid at first, but he certainly opened up. And please be in prayers for him, prayers for his soul, salvation. Certainly needs it, certainly needs to know the Lord just as I do. Mm-hmm. Amen. So while I was talking to Mr. Henry, I'd seen Bila, and they were kind of doing the door that was supposed to be on our street, but they finished up where they were at. So they were trying to clean up our stragglers. And I told Josh, hey, make sure to tell her not to get too close to that house with all the dogs. And I saw Joshua disappear for a little bit, and then I suddenly hear a few screams. So I don't know if he misheard me or if somebody didn't listen. But yeah, that's my dog story for New Mexico. There were certainly others. There was a lot of dogs. Let me just tell you about that. I want to say thank you to the drivers. I don't think anybody's mentioned it, but there was a lot of driving in New Mexico. Long hours, early in the morning and late at night, and there was only a limited number of people that could drive. So I just want to say thank you to the drivers. You certainly sacrificed a lot of time and a lot of just sleep and everything going on, just driving while we were eating, driving while we were sleeping, you know. You certainly sacrificed a lot. So I want to say thank you. I know most of them, I know a few of them are on vacation, so they're not here, but just want to say thank you. Speaking of which, driving, the Grand Canyon was so... Grand Canyon was so close, several hours away, we decided to go there, and it was not close. It was not close. It took basically the whole day there, and then we were there for a few hours. And but praise the Lord, we had the opportunity to go, and it's just great to see one of God's creations, something that only God could do, something that shows you that God cares about us, and God cares about this earth, and he just loves us. So I just want to thank you so much, say thank you to this church so much. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to go, and have a good night.
Thank you. All right, Cheyenne Whitehead. Let the ladies go first here.
Hello. I think, Jose, I think they shut the mic off on you because they wanted you to stop talking. But that's okay. That was wonderful. Hard to follow that up. I'm Cheyenne Whitehead. My parents did get to come with us, so they'll be following me up shortly, so don't get tired of us just yet. It's only three of us. It was a blessing being able to go. My parents, is the first time that we were able to go as a family. It's the first time that my dad was able to go. So I just want to start out by thanking the church, whoever gave, whether that is just buying back what you donated to the what is it called, the gym sale, or just praying. We definitely needed your prayers. We definitely appreciated your prayers. So I know it's hard to see from where you guys sit now, but everything that all your generosity through our work at New Mexico was greatly appreciated, not by us. It was definitely a blessing to the people who went on the mission trip, but it was definitely influential to the people that were affected by it directly, whether that is just the people that we were able to witness to or the helpers at the church that we were just able to help. So yes, I just want to thank you guys for everything that you guys gave to that. Even though you don't think you did much, you really did do a lot. I know the people there really appreciated everything that you guys did for us to be able to go. Throughout the week there, I wasn't able to go soul winning a lot, but the times I was able to go, I barely got to talk to anybody. Definitely didn't get to win anybody to the Lord, so I really don't have anything to share. But what I can share is that Saturday, my mom and her soul winning partner, they won two teenage girls to the Lord. And they're, by the way, they're actually basically marveled at the fact that people all the way from out of state came all the way over to them in New Mexico just to talk to them, just to talk to their people, just to help out a church there. They're actually really astonished by that fact, so just putting that out there. But they got saved Saturday, and they rode the bus Sunday morning. That's when I got to meet them. We connected well. We got to talk. They actually came back Sunday night and Wednesday night. So they're just really loving the people there. They're really loving the church there. If you want to pray for them, their names are Adriana and DeAndre. So just pray that they'll stay in church. They've been doing their best to stay in church. It's kind of hard in the situation that they're in now. But I just think it's really neat how, even though I didn't get to talk to a lot of people or witness to anybody, or I didn't even get to win anybody to the Lord, that God allowed me to make a good connection there. I got to make two friends, which is a huge achievement for me. So I just thank you again for the blessing that you were able to give us just to be able to go, just to be able to make a difference out there. And again, even if you think that you stayed back, you didn't do much, you really did. Even if you prayed every day, we needed those prayers. So thank you so much.
That's right, Heather.
Hi, I'm Charlene Whitehead. This was my second mission trip I had the privilege and honor to go on, and it was such a blessing. Kelly McCleary was my soul-winning partner, and we had a good time. I believe we saw six people led to the Lord and two reassurance, so that was a blessing for us. The two young ladies that Cheyenne was talking about, Kelly got to witness to them, and it was just a privilege that they came Sunday morning, and then that Amen. Night, me and my husband and Cheyenne went and picked them up and brought them back Sunday night, and we convinced them to go forward and make the announcement that, you know, that they received Christ as their Savior, and they made an instant connection with the people there at the church. And so that is a blessing. And Amen. And then when, and every now and then I ask Cheyenne, hey, have you heard from the girl? She said, oh, yeah. I said, did they go to church? She said, yes, they did. So that's a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. Because soul winning around here, not too often do we get to see that or witness that. Mm-hmm. So and there was, going soul winning, is to me, is bittersweet. It's either, you're just on cloud nine because you get to see somebody, you know, accept Jesus as their Savior, and you know that their life's going to be changed forever. But there was two incidents of two gentlemen. One time I was a silent partner, and Kelly was talking to another gentleman, and I seen this man come up. So I, of course, went to him and started talking to him and witnessing to him. And he was just not hearing it. I'm okay, I'll do it my way, yada, yada, yada. And I asked him, I says, do you have children? He said, yes. I says, well, which way are you going to guide them? Are you the leader of your family? He said, yes. I said, well, which way are you going to guide them? Are you going to guide them to heaven? Are you going to guide them to hell? I said, because you're choosing the direction of their path. He just looked at me like he was stunned, and I left it at that. I didn't know what else to say. And that happened on the last day of soul winning. I had Lily Hutchinson with me and Grace Versalis. And Grace, they wanted to knock on the door, and then the man come to the door, and little Grace got to start going through the plan with the man, and then he just kind of ignored her and looked past, so I stepped in. And I seen children in the background, and he just rejecting everything that we was trying to tell him. And then, of course, it just came out of my mouth again about where is he leading his children. And he looked at Grace and Lily. And so I'm praying that it stuck in his head, because when he went back into the house, he will see, mm-hmm. Which way is he leading them. But, I just want to thank everybody for allowing us to go. It was a privilege. It was an honor. We had a good time. The work was, I loved it. I mean, I got to experience, I got to meet the ladies in the morning, early in the morning, and get to fellowship with them in the kitchen, and we had a great time. So, I look forward to the next time we get to go someplace and get my husband to go again, too. Amen. Thank you, church.
Brother Whitehead.
Hey, church, how y'all doing? I'm Wayne Whitehead, and this is all new to me. It's my first time being out on a mission trip like this. First off, I want to thank God for us having a church like we have and what this church is able to do, reaching out to the missionary field and going out and doing what we did at New Mexico. I do want to thank Pastor Carter and his wife, all the years that God's used them to bring this church to what it is today.
Amen.
I want to thank Pastor Parson and his wife for stepping in and taking over where Pastor Carter's left off to keep this church pressing on like it's pressed on in the years in the past. It was really nice going up to New Mexico. The flight and everything, all that was good. I also want to thank the church for everything y'all have done with your prayers and all your support, anything you've done to help make this happen. It's really nice. The people up there in New Mexico, they were really nice. There was good people. It's a shame in 2024, a lot of them don't have running water and lights and all that in their house. That's bad. But they were really nice, and we went out Sunday to pick them up on the bus. They're humans like we are. God made us all. And the bus driver, likes to play a little bit. And this one area where we went and picked up some, the girls that Charlene them led to the Lord, they got a little roundabout like in there. So the bus driver wanted to play. So he went around in that roundabout. He was going pretty good, too. The bus was leaning over. So this elderly lady, she had a cane and everything. Well, she slid right on out in the floor. Nobody said anything. The bus driver stops. They picked her up, put her back in there. She had a cane. Heard somebody say that that was his grandma. If that was my grandma, she'd have hit me in the head with that cane. But they're really nice people, and the roads were rough up there, and the way some of them have to live, it's bad. But we got them to church and everything, and we've done a lot of work up there. And church, I'll let you, tell you this, the money that was spent was well spent. It wasn't nothing wasted. I don't know if anybody took pictures before and after, but everything looked great. The floors, the ladies, they painted, done a lot of painting, and the kids done a lot of work out there with the rocks, weed pulling and stuff like that. And I didn't go soul winning, I should have, but I chose to stay and work. But Pastor Chitty, you gotta be careful with that name. Anyways, he was well pleased with the work we got done up there. He really was. I mean, he was surprised, and I believe Landmark's the only church that went up there and done the work that they've done and put out as much as they did. And he was really surprised about that. And I'm very proud to be a part of what we've done up there. And if there's another time going out, I'm going to see if I can go.
Amen.
But next time, I'll see if I can go out. Well, I can go out and soul win. I just got to do it.
Amen.
But thank you, church, for everything y'all have done.
Amen. Amen. All right. Ms. Kelly.
Let me see if I can get my tongue out of the way and give you a presentation here for this. I want to thank the Lord for my salvation and for putting me in a church that has a heart for all people and to see them come to Christ. They don't just talk about it, they do it. And if you don't know how to do it, they'll teach you how to do it. Because I didn't know how to do it all that well. And they taught me how to do it, and I'm grateful for that, mm-hmm. Very grateful for that. I want to thank Pastor for his allowing us to go. And I especially want to thank Brother and Mrs. Vercellis, because it's hard to manage people, but there were a lot of people to manage. They did an excellent job. They kept us from spiraling out. And there were probably times when we could have, because, you know, we're all tired and doing our thing, but they did a great job of keeping Amen. Us on task and together. I'm thrilled that I was able to go and serve the Navajo people. I've been on mission trips before, and I love it. I love the work that we did. I'm like Wayne. I like the grunt work. That's my favorite part, is the grunt work. And we did a lot of that. And it was hard, but it was good. And the Navajo people, to me, they weren't hateful or mean or anything like that. Brother Chitty's senior and junior had told us in the beginning that they would probably be angry, they would hate us, they probably wouldn't even talk to us, they wouldn't even make eye contact with us. So I was expecting a hostile situation when we went out soul winning, but that's not what we received. They were friendly, they were kind, they were patient, they listened to us tell the gospel, and because of that, Charlene and I were able to see 6 souls saved.
Amen.
And they are Alicia and Jez, Adriana, Deadri, Josh, and Val are the 6 people that we were able to win to the Lord.
Amen.
The most exciting part of the mission trip for me was on the day of soul winning. Brother Chitty had told us that when you go out soul winning, Brother Chitty Jr., when you go out soul winning, if the people are busy, you know, they're cooking a meal, they're on the phone or whatever they're doing, just give them the information for the church and you'd be on the way. So we went into the neighborhood. I think we were in Farmington, I'm not sure. Shiprock. We were in Shiprock. And we went out to a neighborhood and we knocked on the first door, and there's a young woman coming out of her house. And she was getting into her car. I could tell she was in a hurry. And just directly, there was a gentleman coming out as well. I approached them and was talking to them. And just for a moment, I hesitated. Thank the Lord for my soul-winning partner. She stepped up where I hesitated, and she was able to win that couple to the Lord. The Lord squeezed my heart about that. Not in a good way either. He really squeezed my heart. So I said, I begged his forgiveness, and I said, Lord, if you give me another opportunity, I won't let that happen again. So we finished the neighborhood. We went to some apartments. Lo and behold, we didn't get any the first doors we knocked at. We went around to apartment 722. I knocked on the door, and down comes Adriana and Deadri. Deadri's older brother also came down, But he stood on like the third step. He wouldn't come any closer. I shared the gospel with all of them, all three of them, and he was listening, you could tell. He had his eyes closed most of the time, but he was listening. So when I asked the question, I asked the girls first. They said, yes, yes. I asked him, and he said, no. But I was able to lead those two girls to the Lord. The Lord did that for me. Amen. He did that for me. That was the best part of that whole trip. I was hopping and skipping and jumping and woo-hooing and all that kind of stuff. And then when they came to church the next day, and they've been coming to church, and they got connected with Cheyenne, that was the most fabulous part of the trip. And they're still connected with her. They're still in contact with her. So the Lord can, if you will, and he'll let you, if you will. You just got to be willing to go. So thank you. Thank you, church.
Amen. Zachary.
Hello, my name is Zach, and the mission trip to New Mexico was really fun, and the Grand Canyon was fun as well. I don't know what to say. The work was there, was enjoyable as well, a lot of rocks, and thank you, church, for letting us go. And thank you, pastor, for letting us go. And yeah.
Amen. Ms. Slavens.
Hi, church. My name is Ashlyn Slavens, and my favorite part about this trip was when we were out soul winning. I met these three boys, and we had a great time. The youngest let me hold his hand. The dad said he might let them go to VBS, and hopefully they did. Another time we were out, I got to lead a few people to the Lord in prayer. I had a great time on the trip and would love to give a big thanks to everyone who sacrificed. Thank you.
Brother James gave us some numbers, but I don't know if you realize that he kind of mentioned it, but I'll remind you that right behind our group, Brother Kevin Walker was coming in to do their vacation Bible school. And so many of you may know Ranger Walker, who's been here several times. He was there the next week right after our group was there. And so they were able to have several souls saved, and a lot of the flyers that we put out were advertisements to their vacation Bible school. Ms. Slavens.
Good evening, church. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Caitlin Slavens. That was my daughter, Ashlyn. I had the privilege of attending this missions trip with two of my daughters, Ashlyn and Jacqueline. That would not have been possible without your support. So thank you, church, for your investment through giving and prayers. You've heard much about the work that we were able to complete at Open Bible Baptist Church. We enjoyed doing it, and you should be proud of your teenagers and their spirit. Amen. They pulled weeds, moved rocks, and scrubbed floors, and they did it all for Jesus. They even sang about it on the soul winning bus. We had three opportunities to go soul winning, and I was able to go all three times. My daughters and I were able to see two people saved on this trip. Their names were Marge and Elias. And we also had the opportunity to give the gospel several times. So we are still in prayer for those people to make a decision for the Lord. We had lots of prospects for the bus and for vacation Bible school. A special thing that happened on this trip was on the bus on Sunday. So Saturday when we went out soul winning, I didn't see anybody saved. And for me, that was a bit of a discouragement. But on Sunday, I was looking for opportunities. And this lady named Linda, she got on the bus. And she came on the bus with like three other adults. And she probably wasn't the person that I thought I was going to get to talk to. You know, I was probably looking for a little kid, but this lady, she got on the bus and she just poured out her whole heart to me. She was very sad because her friend of many years had died, and so I did my best to encourage her. But she was also sad because her sister was living alone in a nursing facility, and she was feeling very unloved. So she begged me to visit her sister and to make her happy. So I told her that I would let the church know that she wanted someone to go visit. And after talking to Brother James and a few men at the church, we found out that Brother Otto, who is the Navajo chapel pastor, was having a service there at 3 o'clock. So we gathered some teen ladies to go and sing. Well, just before leaving, we found out the service was not at the facility that Linda's sister lived at, but it was around the corner. So while Mrs. Knaus and Mrs. Peach took the teens to sing at San Juan Center, Miss Casera and I went over to visit Priscilla at the Life Care Center. Priscilla is mostly nonverbal, but Casera was really great with her because I was at a loss. I didn't even know like how to begin speaking with her. But she started telling her stories and jokes and showing off her kids. And we sang Bible songs like Jesus Loves Me and I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And when I sang it in Navajo, she began to cry. Well, a man in the waiting area was taking a nap, and apparently he heard us singing and he asked to join us. His name was Joseph. He had had a stroke, so he has difficulty finding his words. We sang some more, and then I gave a clear presentation of the gospel, which they both seemed to understand. The teen girls came back from the other nursing home, and they sang 6 songs, and it was just a precious time. So I just want to thank you again, church, for making it possible for me to go on this missions trip. My life has been changed for good.
Amen. Amen. All right, we got one more tonight, Ben Hogan.
Hello, church. My name's Ben Hogan. I think a lot of you know me already. I just want to say thank you for all the support that was raised and just this opportunity to be able to go. It means a lot to me because I think a lot of you know that the Lord's called me to be a missionary. And so it was just ever since I came to the youth group and after I got saved, a year later I felt the call to be a missionary. And when I came out about saying, like, oh, the Lord's called me to be a missionary, I remember Caleb, pastor's son, and Daniel told me that they went on a missions trip to Antigua, and I was like, what's a missions trip? Because I had no idea what that was. And they told me about it, and they told me some other stories, but ever since they told me about that, I had been praying for about, I think that was for 4 years, to that the Lord would be able to go, to prepare a way for us to go on the missions trip. And I remember almost every single service or something, I would go up to Brother Jesse when he was the youth pastor, and I would just be like, hey, when are we going on the mission trip? Hey, when are we going on the mission trip? Just every single time. I was just always asking because I was just looking for the opportunity to go. And so to be able to do it, especially since it was my last year, I was kind of getting worried that I wouldn't be able to go because I was like, oh, it's a youth group thing. So I was like, so once I graduate, would I still be able to go? But thankfully, you know, it just happened this year, so I was able to go. And I was just thankful for the group that all went out. I think everyone had just the spirit to work. And it just, at first I was discouraged because we went, we were working a lot, but I was on painting duty. And I just kind of felt lazy almost because I would hear, you know, Brother Stanick and Brother Chris and all these other men, they would come back and they were like, oh yeah, we just laid down the floor and they said all these things. And I was just like, man, I'm lazy. All I'm doing is just doing this all day over and over again. And I just felt really lazy. So once I heard that they were going back out that night, I was like, hey, can I go with y'all? And so I was able to go. And I kind of said something to Daniel when we were laying down carpet. I was like, you know, just to keep myself thinking on the right things, I was like, maybe one day this is something I'll do in my church. And I didn't even realize that what I said, but I was like, you know, each little opportunity that I had was just kind of a learning thing, that one day when I'm on my mission field, whether that be in the country or whether that be across the sea, that the Lord would maybe have me do something like that. And just those kind of simple skills that maybe we take for granted, those little things, but I just saw it as something that I'd be able to use later on in life. And even when we were going soul winning, I felt, the first people that we talked to, I was with Zach. He kind of didn't say anything at all. But not on soul winning. He did say things on soul winning, just not up here. But on the first door that we went to, we knocked, and I think it was Jennifer and Lucy, I think that were their names. And these two older women, and they were bringing stuff out. Well, we knocked on the door, and they opened it, and they just had a bunch of stuff at the door, and they were like, oh, hello. And I was just like, hey, are you guys needing any help? And so we were able to help them bring their stuff out. They were going camping that weekend. And just being able to do that and show some kindness to them, it made it a lot easier to just be able to give them the gospel. Now, the lady Jennifer, she said that she had already been saved. But when I asked her, she was like, oh, it's because I do good things. And so I was like, I went through the plan of salvation with her. And she said, oh, yeah, when I asked her if she's accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior, she said, oh, yeah, I've done that before. The other lady was just kind of nodding her head, saying yes to everything. I don't think she was really paying attention. But, and I went off, me and Zach, after talking to them, we went to the next door, and we didn't really talk to much of anyone else. And I was able to go all three times for soul winning, and I wasn't able to lead anyone to the Lord, but I was able to give the gospel a lot. Amen. And I just kind of had to encourage myself almost every single night, just saying, like, you know, this, I'm doing what God wants us to do. You know, God didn't tell us to, you know, directly lead someone to the Lord. He told us to go and tell them. And I just had to keep on reminding myself that over and over again so I wouldn't get discouraged. Because, you know, Satan was trying to do everything to get my mind off. Just even with just the working, he was just trying to get my mind off of doing what he wanted me to do. And so I was just thankful that God was encouraging me. Even in my Bible reading, I was reading in Matthew, and I was just kind of stuck on, near the end, I was just reading over and over again how Jesus, I read his crucifixion, and that just brought me to tears that night. And then being able to read how the Great Commission as well, those just how it all lined up. I didn't plan it, but God did. Just being able to read that so I would be encouraged to go out and soul win. And it was just a blessing in my heart to be able to see the faithfulness of Brother Chitty. Amen. Like Jose said, there's not many men like him. And just being able to see the past work that has been done, it just brought me to Nehemiah and Bible verse in 2:18. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. And it just reminded me how God's done great works before, and he could do a great work here. But his people need to just strengthen their hands and get to working. And it's just being able to see his faithfulness and faithfulness of the men in our church and men and women in our church and the other teenagers around me. It just, I think we all just encourage each other to keep good testimonies, keep a level head, and work hard for him. And just being able to have that opportunity to work was a blessing. And I enjoyed the trip all the way through. And thank you again, church.
Amen. Thank you. One of the things that amazed me, again, a lot of folks answered, you know, just mentioned your prayers. And I think that, you know, it's encouraging just to realize that, you know, just them talking about, you know, Brother Chitty and them told them, look, don't be discouraged. They're gonna reject. They're going to be mean to you. They're going to be all those things. And a lot of our folks, you know, their reception was different than what they were told they were going to have. And a lot of that comes from prayer. Even just tonight, Ben mentioned that, you know, he had been praying 4 years for God to give him an opportunity to be on a missions trip. And so, you know, God hears and answers prayer. You know, he reminds me, I'm reminded often of Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. I believe as a church, you know, we see the power in prayer, but we also praying and then putting your hand and your feet and your mouth to the work of God. Amen. We ought to be praying. We need prayer warriors, but we also need warriors. Amen. One of the most compelling things about Brother Chitty, and we're talking about him being, you know, unique, amen, is because he is that type of man, and he's ardent. He's faithful, amen. And so I think it's just for all of us, we need to strive to be that. If we ask God and talk to him about being in the work, just asking him to be faithful. Most of us have been here and heard him preach. And, you know, God put, what a blessing it is to see Mrs. Chitty in the work of God with him. And he would talk about, you know, that spiritual woman that, you know, and thank God that all the time, men are different than women, because when the women are ready to quit, the man's not. Amen. And he encourages her. And sometimes the wife, you know, when the man is ready to quit, the wife encourages him. And so God helps us by putting us together in the work of God with folks around us, because if we're not careful, we'll all get down and we'll get weary and well-doing sometimes. And we need each other in the church and the church body to encourage each other. Amen. To keep on keeping on for the Lord. Tonight, the invitation is just this. Church, why don't we call unto the Lord again? Amen. We're about to go into school year. Amen. And we're getting ready to look at what God could do. We have great opportunity. And even my home church, you know, I looked back and I was praying for them today. And their first week of summer fun, they have camp and they have a bunch of young people come in, you know. And that first week, they had 64 saved. I think they had like 74 campers. Amen. But that many of them came in and had no idea that they need, you know, what their need was. And most of the time it's just being available and witnessing and what folks do with it. For us, we'll have young people that come that have never heard the gospel before in our school. Their parents are Christians, but they're young people, and they'll hear a clear presentation of the gospel through our school, and several of them will get saved. Amen. And so again, be in prayer. You know, some of them, they've heard the gospel over and over again, but it just hadn't clicked yet. And what they need is a teacher that's prayed up and pursuing all the things of education, but also when they get to Bible class, they'll teach that and share the gospel. And so let's pray about those things. And also, if you would, let's do this tonight. Let's stand to our feet. If you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, we want to give you an opportunity as well to be saved. We've talked about others who received a witness of Jesus Christ, and Jesus can save you. He can save you. He came from heaven, died on the cross, and rose again so that he could pay your sin debt. I'm so thankful for the day that I realized that all clicked and came together for me. Amen. And I put my faith and trust in him. Why don't you, if you're here tonight and you're not sure of heaven, why don't you let us take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure that heaven will be your home.